Hey, it's WMFO in Medford. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic, 9:02 in the morning here on September the 7th. Wow, and it's having some crazy weather here, the remnants of Hurricane Dorian, and didn't sleep well because I heard all the wind and stuff last night, but I'm happy because I'm here, and I'm staring at my friend Cassidy McGuinn.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Also sleep deprived.
Yeah, it's been way too long since you've been here.
Oh my God, I think it's 4 years, believe it or
you're
not.
You're right, I looked it up.
Ridiculously long.
Yeah, well, I just want to say for the record, it wasn't my fault.
No.
So that leaves you.
There were several invitations over the years.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, me too. And you're going to do a 5-song set in the 10 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of good stuff to play, and it's good to have some girl power here. Because I mean, look, you bring all this testosterone with me every week. You got to have some kind of balance.
This is true. I'll do my best.
Why are you laughing?
No comment.
Yeah, yeah, you know me well. So anyway, we just a little background for everybody. We know each other pretty much forever.
Mm-hmm.
College.
Yep.
College radio.
Yep. We met in the lounge at WSFR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we still talk to each other after all this time.
It's shocking.
And nothing's changed, and we look the same. And
actually, you really do look the same, Mike.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, you know what? It's a magic elixir from my dad, because he's 91, and he still looks, you know.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
It's genetic.
Hopefully. I don't know. But I just, one more thing I'll tell everybody before we start with a new noise. You have always had this ability to remember background stories and really interesting, I won't call them tidbits, but just information about lots of things, but especially music.
What does Dean call me? Cassipedia?
Yeah, Cassipedia. Pretty much. So I'm looking forward to your commentary on things because I am the exact opposite. I don't remember anything.
Oh, so the pressure's on now.
Oh, come on.
I'll do my best.
It's not like I announced it or anything.
No, not at all.
No. All right, so Cass and I will be here for 2 hours till 11 a.m. in the 10 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for her 5-song set, maybe a 7-song set because you gave me a few extras.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. If we can just, you know, curtail the talking and have a little extra time, maybe we can do it. But I have some new noise, and I want to start off with something from the Orphan Brigade and John Prine. And I don't know the Orphan Brigade, and I can't say it, but your comment to me when I asked you about that is you said, well, if they've got John Prine's approval, then it's fine with me.
That is absolutely right.
This is a beautiful way to start the day. It's called Captain's Song, brand new noise, here at WMFO Medford.
Show me a way, sorely boy, I can't see light anymore. Shine me a light on the shore, I'm getting lost. The captain is stone, just take take me home.
I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Trouble. Think I'm in moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Machinist climbs his Ferris wheel like a brave. In the fire eater's line in a pool of sweat, victim of the heat wave. Behind the tent, the hired hand tightens his legs on the sword so wallowers bleed. Circus town's on the short way. Well, the runway lies ahead like a great false dawn. Whoa, fat lady, big mama, Missy Bimbo sits in her chair and yawns. Man beast lies in his cage sniffing popcorn. Yeah, the midget licks his fingers and suffers Missy Bimbo's scorn. The circus town's been born. Whoa, and a whistle, drum, a gold ballerina to and fro. Mars Ben, he's gonna miss his fall. Oh, God save a human cannonball. Any flying Zambinis, watch Margarita do her next twist. And the ringmaster gets the crowd to count along. 95, 96, 97. A ragged suitcase in his hand, he steals silently away from the circus grounds. In the highways, haunted by the carnival sounds, they dance like a great grease-paint ghost on the wind. A man in baggy pants, a lonely face, a crazy grin. Some small Ohio town. Jesus sent some good women to save all your clowns. And circuit boy dances like a monkey on barbed wire. In the barker romances with a junkie, she's got a flat tire. And the band play like a jungle fire. Circus town's on the live wire. And the strong man Samson is a midget little tiny Tim way up on his shoulders, way up, and carries them on down the midway. Past the kids, past the sailors, to his dimly lit trailer. And the Ferris wheel turns and turns like it ain't ever gonna stop. And the circus boss leans over, whispers in the little boy's ear, Hey, son, you wanna try the big top? Woolly boat in Nebraska's out next time.
It's WMFO, Medford. I always come on with a fanfare like that. Who am I to say that? I'm Mike. On the mic, I'm here till 11 with Cassidy McGuinn. How you doing?
Hey, hello, hello, hello.
Is that all you got?
Just mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it is early.
Saving my ammunition for later.
All right. Well, I'm gonna. I know you've got a lot to say about the last couple of things that we played. Let's start with the first one. It was called Captain's Song by the Orphan Brigade, featuring Mr. John Prine.
Oh, that was just wonderful, wasn't it?
It was just beautiful. I mean, really beautiful.
And they were completely new to me.
Yeah.
I just did a tiny bit of research. I guess they're from Nashville. And they have a number of albums, which I'm going to have to start checking out now.
What's better than just discovering somebody new?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. As you said, if John Prine likes them, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah, a beautiful way to start the day. Sure. And then we went into something by Neil Casal from 1995's Fade Away Diamond Time CD that was free to go. And I was just saying to Cass that I didn't know too much about him. I had read, you know, who he had played with and about his extensive career. Mm-hmm. And you had said, and then Tom Ruprecht on the thread mentioned that he just passed away.
He did. He did, unfortunately. For those who don't know, he committed suicide, I think it was last weekend.
It's just
and awful.
Heart-wrenching.
Just 50 years old. He was the band leader for Ryan Adams' Cardinals.
Right.
He played with Chris Robinson, Brotherhood. Chris Robinson, of course, from the Black Crowes. And he had an extensive solo career as well. Just so sad.
My heart breaks for him. I can't imagine being in that position.
No.
But anybody who hadn't heard of Neil Casal, C-A-S-A-L, go check out that back catalog.
Yeah, I think that's his debut, which is really great. Anything he's put out is worth listening to, basically. Huh.
Danny O'Keefe, just after that, with just such a beautiful classic, Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, from his record called O'Keefe, and it just fit in that set, and when I was looking around for stuff to play this week, I came upon that, and right away I was like, oh yeah.
Perfect. Just yeah. Perfect.
It's just one of those classics that is not heard a lot.
No, and it should be. Yeah. Such a great song.
Mm-hmm. Josh Rouse, just after that, covering
Lindsey
Trouble.
Buckingham.
Yep. Yep, and I know the Lindsey Buckingham one. I probably play it too often, but I just love a good cover, as anybody who ever listens to this show knows. Love covers, and that was a beautiful job.
Absolutely, I love Josh Rouse. We were saying he's another one who has an extensive solo career. For people who don't know him, if you want to check out one song to get you hooked, there's a song he wrote called Michigan. It's heartbreaking, so have the Kleenex ready, but it's a beautiful song, and you'll become a fan afterwards, just like I am.
Josh Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, and a request for our friend Tom Ruprecht from Bruce Springsteen. And when Tom said, can you play some Bruce, I looked at Cass and I said, all right, you pick it. And she did. I have said before, and I'll say again, I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, not that I don't enjoy what
bite
he
your
does.
Tongue.
From the Wild Innocent and the East Street Shuffle. That was Wild Billy's Circus Story. Never heard that before. Never heard that tuba before.
Yeah.
That was pretty outstanding.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
He never sounded like that again, but boy, what a great album that is. And what a great song.
It was really good. Thank you, Tom, for the request.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, so I want to start the second set with some new noise from a local favorite of ours. Lisa Bastoni has a new record called How We Want to Live, and it's about her little daughter.
Mm.
And she is just such a talent. She co-wrote this, and if you haven't heard it yet, I'll just leave it at that. It's beautiful. Brand new from Lisa Bastoni here at WMFO, right here in Medford.
A girl in the woods with a knife and a loaf of bread comes upon a pack of wild, hungry dogs. She'll use the knife to cut the bread, making sure they're all fed, and maybe save a little for herself. 'Cause it's alright to be gentle, and it's alright to be kind, and it's alright to be brave and scared. I want you to know that I love you more than anything in the world. I want you to know that you're a beautiful girl. I held you in my arms. Sometimes we'd look out at the stars together. To the moon and back, I said, I tell you now so you won't forget, so you'll remember when the going gets harder. 'Cause it's alright to be gentle, and it's alright to be kind, and it's alright to be brave and scared. I want you to know that I love you more than anything in this world. I want you to know that you're a beautiful girl. With a knife and some bread, well, I hope you'll build a fire, spread your blankets in the sun. I hope you'll still see there's enough for you, and there's enough for everyone. 'Cause it's alright to be gentle, and it's alright to be kind, and it's alright to be angry. It's alright to change your mind, and it's alright fierce, and it's all right to fight, and it's all right to be happy. It's all right to cry when you need to cry, and it's all right to be gentle, and it's all right to be kind, and it's all right to be brave and scared. I want you to know I'll always love you more than anything world. I want you to know that you're a beautiful girl.
Beautiful boy. Broadway, the longest day. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Well, who wouldn't notice the fire in your eyes? Look with the direction of impending goodbyes. I'm falling and folding, I'm wilted in place. At the side of you standing there with them streaks down your face. But know just how you feel. Get your heart broke, running from the reason. Get your heart broke. Don't give up on believing in the heart broke. You kept me from leaving with my heart
WMFO in Medford. How you doing? 9:46 in the morning. Mike and Cassidy here with you. Hi, Cassidy.
Hello, Mike.
We've done it again. We played another five songs.
Man, goes by fast.
They said we couldn't do it, but we did.
I had faith in you, Mike.
Well, it's good that there's one person that does. All right, so Cass and I will be here doing this until 11 a.m. And at 10, which is just a few minutes away, you've got a five-song set that we're going to play. I'm very excited for that, and everybody should tune into that because, yeah, you know what you're doing. You should be doing this show. all right, let me tell you what we played in this last set. Lisa Bastoni, beautiful person, beautiful song. Brand new record called How We Want to Live. That's beautiful girl. Can't say enough about that. You know, and the thing about her and people like her and great artists like her is they are just so humble. You know, she'll be the first one to tell you, like, yeah, I just sat down and wrote this.
Yeah.
And it's about my daughter. I hope you like it. It's so gorgeous.
And you just sort of, whoa.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was telling you that she was here as part of our live music day and down the hall in Studio D, and she started with that song.
Wow.
And her comment before the song was, oh, I forget how this goes, and she's laughing about it. Then she said, I hope you like it. It's about my daughter. And she played that.
Talk about setting the bar high from the start.
Come on. Man. Yeah. Get her record, How We Want to Live, Lisa Bastoni. John Lennon after that followed Beautiful Girl with Beautiful Boy. Thank you for that idea, Cassidy.
My pleasure. Such a great song.
From Double Fantasy. So great and so sad at the same time. Paul Westerberg was the third song of the set from 1996's Eventually CD. What a great CD. Ain't Got Me. I don't know what else to say about him. For his legacy with The Replacements, and just if you ever watch him, he's one of those people who just dives into the song, plays the guitar like it's his last time. He's just incredible.
Totally invested.
Yeah, totally invested. Exactly. The Beths from last year's Future Me Hates Me CD, one of my favorite titles from a little while recently. Anyway, Happy Unhappy and New Zealand power pop.
Gotta just, can't go wrong with New Zealand power pop.
Just wonderful. And speaking of just wonderful, Steve Earle, recent release. It's called Guy, capital G, capital U, capital Y, Guy Clark. It's a Guy Clark cover called Heartbroke.
Whole album is Guy Clark covers.
Do you think that's why he called the album?
That might be a clue. He did one called Towns, that's Towns Van Zandt covers. I think there might be a theme there.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, wonderful job on that. Yeah. What a great track there. Okay, so at 9:49 in the morning, really happy to play something new from the Dogmatics.
Yay!
Boston's own Dog. It only took them 30 years.
Well, you don't want to rush these things.
No, you don't. this is just excellent. Hopefully, there's a lot more to come. Boston's own Dogmatics with She's the One here at WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Thank you.